What's going on, fellow A-plusers? It's your boy, Adam Perez. We're back, baby, once again with a brand new episode of our Boon Boomger review, as we're finally going to get into episode number 4 for you guys here this week, as we are inching ever so closely to getting new team members in here. You know, I'm not going to lie, when I was on Twitter before I got the opportunity to watch this episode, I was under the impression from some tweets that I saw out there that maybe we were going to get like the new team members this week, as in like fully, you know, in their uniform, henshin change and things like that. So I was really expecting at least like a fourth or fifth member to be involved in sort of like the fighting here this week. But lo and behold, not quite yet. The fourth episode seems like it's actually going to be the last episode in which we have these three characters together on their own. If I could be honest, I'm a little bit bummed. And I say that in regards to, I really have loved the chemistry of all three of them together, Taya, Ishiro, and Mira. And so now the idea of adding Officer Joe here towards the very end, one, I'm glad that it is in fact Taya that wind up getting the opportunity to be the one to pick his fellow team member to kind of be the middleman, if you will, between them and the ISA. You know, while I don't really know too much about Joe, he clearly seems like he wants to do right by just people in general in regards to protecting. So great team member, but I am fascinated to kind of see how his personality is going to work alongside the other three. And I think I even posted this when I talked a little bit about episode 3 last week. I really could do a whole entire season probably with just these three particular characters. I've been so fond of just their chemistry and how they've gotten along. And so I really hope going forward into episodes 5 and through the rest of the season that their personalities don't clash, or that it doesn't at least throw me off in regards to just enjoying the partnership that they certainly have. Because I do think that there is something really special about these three together. Then when you start adding a fourth and the fifth, I really hope that their personalities certainly mend well together and not necessarily clash. I mean, look, you're always going to have some disagreements, some pushback, but I just mean as far as the chemistry and the pure enjoyment, I hope I enjoy all five members as much as I enjoy the three. But it does look like 4 episodes is all it's really going to take. You know, I was kind of hoping and pushing towards 10, but when has that really ever happened, right? That we haven't gotten additional members that far into a season. I feel like it's been a minute. But, you know, we'll see how next week's episode begins or fares with an additional member. Who knows when we're going to go ahead and get Boone Orange, but next week we could definitely expect Boone Black. But look, guys, I want to know your thoughts. How have you enjoyed sort of the personality so far from the three that we've gotten? Are you eager to see what the other members are going to bring to the team? Or are you like me thinking to myself, man, I really wish I had all three of them for the entire season? But I'm kind of curious to know your guys' thoughts. But let's go ahead and get into this episode, man, because look, what I thought was going to be a hard-ass ISA agent, you know, I don't want to say didn't turn out to be as hard-ass, but definitely tried to whip her dick around in this episode for sure to kind of show, like, I'm the one in charge. Definitely rubbed me the wrong way at first as we get introduced to the ISA in here. The acronym stands for International Space Agency. And this particular officer here just thinks she's going to go ahead and run the joint sort of thing. First off, we do see Mira as Boone Pink kind of getting arrested in here, brought in for questioning, as the ISA clearly is the one that kind of oversees like alien relations, like anything that comes in as far as alien goes. They're usually the one that kind of handles it and monitors the situation or whatnot. You know, there seems to be somebody above her. She clearly is on the phone with somebody else, her HQ. She clearly has a boss also. So I am kind of still curious about the true motivations behind the ISA and what their role is this season. I'm sure more will definitely be revealed to us as the season certainly progresses. But when she comes in there talking about, like, we're going to confiscate your stuff, we're going to be in charge of your technology, we're going to be the team, we're going to be the ones that, like, pick your team members, I'm like, hold on, like, where'd you even come from, lady? Like, what gives you the authority to just kind of come in and take over, you know, Taya's organization and what he's got certainly working working for him. So talk about rude as hell. She literally came in there thinking that she had all the power and whatnot. But leave it up to Taya. Not only just somebody that's got a lot of money, but clearly knows how to negotiate, say what he wants to say, and he manages to hold on to what he certainly built here. The idea of like, look, I'm going to be the one calling the shots. You can't just come in here and take what's not yours sort of mentality. Like, I don't care what officer you think you are. And like the idea of her asking like, well, what's your reasoning for even wanting to do this? Certainly like in the first place, right? Like what authority does this particular team have? But I like the idea that he's like, look, we're going to run things my way. We may work in cooperation with you, but you're not about to come in here and just take what we've created, right? Like the fact that they have all built up and been a part of this team because they seemingly don't really like, it's like a like F the man, you know, like screw the organization sort of thing. We're going to do this because we're going to follow our own will and our own path. And everybody certainly has their own story in here. Like even Mira reaffirms, if you will, the idea that she's like, look, I'm taking my own road, right? Like I became a member for my own particular reasons because of the fact that I'm tired of people telling me sort of what to do. They're very much sort of like anti-establishment. And now we've got an establishment wanting to just come in and take over what doesn't necessarily belong to them sort of thing. So, you know, I am fascinated that the ISA like really agrees to Taya's terms, but the fact that she had to make a phone call to make that agreement, again, it does make me wonder what the ulterior motives are behind the ISA. And also the fact that this officer here, and I can't remember her name, maybe it'll grow on me as the season continues, because clearly this is not a one-off lady. They're definitely going to keep her certainly around maybe from time to time. Whether or not she's in every episode, I have no idea. But she clearly is getting closer to Boondario, or the fact that Boondario is charming enough towards her to make her blush towards the end for kind of calling her cute or giving her some sort of compliment. You know, there clearly is a soft spot for her. So I am kind of curious as to, one, how committed she is certainly to the ISA. And as this season goes on, and maybe she becomes closer and closer to the team and learning who they are, and maybe some weird romantic relationship with Boondario. I don't know. That's just me being funny and kind of speculating. You know, I do wonder if we'll come to find out sort of the true intentions of the ISA as the season certainly goes forward. But, you know, look, I enjoyed the tension in here. I enjoyed seeing Taya stand up for what he's created along with his team members. And again, him being the one to say, look, I'm going to choose the people that's on my team. He does just that towards the end of the episode and nominating Joe, Officer Joe, to kind of be the mediator between the two and be a member. And I did enjoy seeing Joe in here. As clumsy as this dude is, as much as he finds himself in like the worst predicaments, you know, his first and true intentions is to help people. And he really does take his job very seriously as an officer, even saying to the ISA lady, like, look, I can't turn a blind eye to people that are certainly in need. And the fact that she didn't even want them to stop, like the fact that she, again, his idea of just like throwing your power around in the sense of like, if you go out that door, we're going to have agencies sort of hunt you down sort of thing. Like, what are you talking about, lady? Like, clearly we're not the ones that are causing the problem. Like, if you literally just turn back around and watch television again, you'll see the Heschelians are certainly the ones that are causing the problems. But she's very much approaching the Boom Boom Girls as like, I think she even mentioned the idea that caused an incident or being part of the incident, like they're the ones that are causing this mess, when in reality they're truly the heroes. And even Officer Joe at the end of this episode recognizes that and how much that they're really kind of helping people. So yeah, again, I even love Taya pushing back against the ISA officer, like, hey, you do what you gotta do. That just kind of cranks me up even more. He gets pumped with the idea of the establishment wanting to kind of take him down. So Boom Boom Girls, very anti-establishment, or at least open to the idea of working with them, as long as you don't come barging into their house trying to confiscate and demand everything and take everything away from them. So really cool clash I thought that we had in this particular week's episode. I did find it hilarious that the Heschelians are kind of like jealous at the Boom Boom Girls for getting all the media attention and people, news stories and stuff. Like the fact that they even had their own roll call in this week's episode was pretty hilarious to get people more familiar with like who's trying to take over their planet, sort of thing. But again, I don't really care for them. Like I don't. And I hope maybe come episode 10, maybe episode 15, we get a real commander in here that poses some level of threat, because the boom boomers are just like running through these guys. And that's, I feel like that's usually expected very early in a Super Sentai season. You know, they go up against these really non-formidable foes, and then once the commander kind of comes in, then things kind of get kicked up a notch. Like that's truly what I'm waiting for. Like even the Hachalian in this week's episode, the sauna one, I mean, he really didn't do any damage. Like the guys just sweated. They literally just sweated through this episode. And have to defeat the guy. The fact that he like tried to overheat them, which I thought was kind of cool in a sense, if you're talking about it from like a car point of view, trying to overheat them. Clearly not enough though, according to Taya. But then, they bounce the projectiles that are coming at them, and it winds up, thrusting the water up, and it almost like they've added water to their vehicle to kind of cool it down. And I love just the special effects on the suits of like revving up their engines again, or like filling up their tank. I thought it really, really worked in here. But again, it just goes to show none of these villains are formidable enough for them. I mean, literally, Boone Pink was doing jump rope attacks in here. She was like jump roping with the villains. I really love sort of like that heel wheel sort of backflip that attack that she uses, and then she like leans back into her honk boost, if you will, or honk blast. I thought that was a pretty cool combination for Boone Pink in this episode. And each and every week, they continue to impress me with just like these new combos of attacks that they have. I mean, Boone Red with like this thrust of his sword, literally shooting Homeboy across around the world and coming back with like a slash. So they had some really fun attacks in here that I continue to be really fond of, and great sort of fight choreography. But I'm a big fan of it. And also, I really appreciate seeing like the citizens of this world appreciating the Boom Boom Girls, right? Like starting to call them, starting to call them, the tire people sort of thing, and then eventually recognizing who they are, the Boom Boom Girls, and really asking for the help sort of thing. So within the four episodes, it's been pretty eye-opening in a sense of seeing these citizens kind of come around at first out of fear, out of confusion, but then getting the idea of seeing like, oh, they really are heroes and helping us out, and seeing Boone Pink do, something as simple as saving a kid from getting hit by a truck in the beginning of this, right? Like really building the citizens' trust, and even having them call out for them when they're certainly in danger. So really cool things that like that that I certainly appreciate. But cool little Zord fight at the end here. Again, I can't lie, it is getting a little stale for me in the sense of this highway space area. Like, is this going to be like 40 episodes worth of, that's how you get to the big bad finally showing up at the end? Like, you have to race against this Hachalian guy, throw him off this road to bring him back into the world. I just wish it was another dynamic where they spiced it up a little bit in regards to making it more and more difficult. Again, only four episodes in, so I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. But if we're still doing the same thing come episode 10, then it's just like, man, we're just repeating the this retreading, if you will, the same thing over and over again. And I would like to see that aspect changed up a little bit, and or something done a little bit differently. Because look, I do enjoy, like, visually it's really stunning, but the same pattern over and over again each and every week, I could probably do something a little bit different. But overall, man, I continue to really enjoy the character work. The story seems to be pretty fun. I liked the idea of the ISA being sort of a hard ass, but clearly having a softer side if you know how to certainly talk to her sort of mentality. But great tension between both the crews. love the anti-establishment movement here, and just knowing that, look, Ty is not gonna fold for anybody, and I think that's a great character personality. But look, at the end of the day, guys, these are just simply my A plus opinions. I want to know yours. What else did you get away from this episode? What did you guys certainly enjoy? Let me know in the comment section box below. And if you want to continue this conversation through the week until episode 5, feel free to go ahead and let me know your thoughts down below. But until then, do me a big favor, as always, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and keep it A plus. I'll see you boon. Bye.